You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Coming up next week at Basement Theatre, Jasmine Rose Phillips' new performance art show, Their Feet Did Not Touch the Ground, is on from the 22nd to the 24th of June. The show circulates around conversations that they had with Farhad Pandesh, an asylum seeker, in Australia, in an effort to tell his story and spread word about wrongful imprisonment of refugees. Here's my chat with Jasmine about this exhibition, about this performance piece now. So how would you describe Their Feet Did Not Touch the Ground in a kind of like surface sense?
So this show is based around recorded conversations that I had with a friend of mine, Farhad Pandesh. And we had these conversations over Zoom and Skype and the phone over the last few years while he was imprisoned in Australia. And he was imprisoned for seeking freedom, trying to move to Australia and be free from war and unsafety in his country. And he spent 10 years imprisoned by the Australian government. So the show is based around conversations with him, and it's him speaking about his experience in detention and many other things.
Do you think that this topic has been touched on much before in performance art?
I don't know. I don't think it is talked about enough. I think that it is a global community responsibility to look after each other. I don't see it as like an isolated issue for the government or for certain places. I know that Farhad himself does a lot of activism for himself and his people and other refugees in his position. I don't think that responsibility should lie with him or other refugees. Yeah, I don't think it's talked about enough.
With this project, if it started out as phone calls and Zoom calls and things like that, communicating with Farhad through while he was in prison, did this initially come to you as in, like, my friend is going through this, I'm going to talk to them consistently and see if I can...
Well, he became a friend through this, so...
Ah, I see.
So I've never actually met Farhad because he has been imprisoned for, like I said, 10 years. So essentially since he was a young man until very recently, he was locked away and unable to see anyone.
So was it initially a project of you planning to turn it into a theatre piece?
No, initially, during one of the lockdowns, the Audio Foundation did a call out to artists to make a piece of art or a recording or a piece of music around the experience of lockdown. And I suppose I just felt kind of unwilling to make something around my own experience because I felt really, really lucky. I live in a really beautiful home by the sea. I was supported by the government financially. I was safe. And I was having a really wonderful time. I'm sure there was challenges in there, and that's okay. It's not all about scale like that, but I suppose I saw that as an opportunity to maybe draw the connection between how people were feeling about being in their homes for a few months and the fact that this man had been imprisoned without medical treatment and without proper food and without love and without friendship and without people in a room for the last 10 years of his life. Like, that is such a long time. Like, that's insurmountable. Like, I can't even fathom what that would look like. And I guess I saw it as an opportunity to maybe take people out of the just a little reflection about the scale of that compared to, you know, just spending a little bit of time at home.
Was this always kind of built as a response to that maybe ill-informed thought process?
No, and it's not a response. Like, and it has nothing to do with the pandemic or lockdown. I think that was just what inspired that on that day for that to happen. At the end of the day, I care really, really deeply about human rights. And I mean, as should everyone. And I think the biggest human rights violation that happens in the world is to displace people seeking freedom. Mm. And I mean, when I think about how to take away someone's freedom and how you really do that, how you try and do that, is you take away their language and you take away the earth, the ground, which is what the title is, because I was thinking about how if Farhad and all these people were locked in this sort of like hotel quarters, so it's their feet literally were suspended for years. unable to see sky, unable to feel the air, unable to, and what that can do to a person's spirit. But what it doesn't do to a person's spirit, because Fahad is a somehow wonderfully loving, capable, positive person. Yeah, and I think his story is really, really important, and I think it's really important for everyone to hear.
So how are you kind of portraying these different phone calls through performance art? Are you directly playing the recording?
The recordings are played, yeah, and then there is a performance art show, which I'm not going to... like dot point how I perform. Like, I think that you'll need to come and see the show, and that's how performance art works. You know, I think that it's something you need to experience, and I think that it's something that speaks to our compassion and our emotions, and it gets under our skin, and it doesn't speak to our intellect like maybe reading about something does. It doesn't speak to our ideas like debating does. I think that's the point. I think it gets under our skin and it moves us. So I'm not going to tell you what that looks like. I'm just going to implore you to come and see the show and listen to Fahad's story, because he's so generously shared it.
And I guess within that case, for anyone who is listening that's kind of interested in this, but I guess how would you pitch it without giving away the main contents of the show? Why do you think that it's so important for people to come and see this work?
I think it's important for us as humans to listen to each other's stories and to listen to each other's heartbreaks and pain, so we can all work together to get closer to healing them. And I think that living in this world, there is a responsibility to help each other, and I think that listening to this story can help. It can help do that. Art does that, right? It creates change, and I think, yeah.
So how long have you been working on this project specifically as a piece of performance art for?
I don't know. This was meant to be performed as a part of the Festival of Live Art earlier this year, which got cancelled. And I did share this at Tiny Festival at the Christchurch Art Gallery in February this year. So, but the conversations we've had over the last year, so it's sort of off and on, it's been a while. It's not like I've been working on it for 2 years or anything. It's just been slowly coming together over time, because I think there's a sensitivity that needs to be taken when talking to someone about their story, you know? It's, like I said, it's really generous of Fahad to share it with me, and it's quite a lot for him to relive those things and to talk about them with me.
Not really kind of wanting to rush both him or your own creative process in putting this together.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... You mentioned that this was initially going to be a part of the Festival of Live Art. Has the show developed or changed at all in the few months since that got cancelled?
It has not. But like I said, I did share it at the Tiny Festival and at the Christchurch Art Gallery in February. And I'm sure, I guess, with performance art, because there's elements of improvisation and things like that within the actions that I'm doing and within the show, so that, you know, it's always going to be slightly different. I think an audience makes it something like that quite different as well, depending on the mood of the night and like the energy and all of that sort of thing. So it'll always be a little bit different, but essentially it's remained the same.
Well, I'm really excited to see this piece come to fruition finally after a few months of delays thanks to good old Auckland floods. Just to remind our audience, where and when can they see this piece?
At the Basement Theatre next week. The opening night is Thursday the 22nd of June, and then it runs on Friday and Saturday the 23rd and 24th as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for chatting to me today, Jasmine, and for sharing Fahad's story with Aotearoa and the rest of the world. It's really important work.
Thank you so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.